So I wanted to talk with you because I have so many patients who are over 40 that are ending pregnancy, and your mom. You have grown kids, I mean, relatively yes. grown kids.
Mm-hmm. Teenagers,
Teenagers.
One in college and two.
And I don't find that much is written about this, even though I see so many women in their 40s going through this. And I personally went through it myself. I ended a pregnancy in my 40s, so I have some sense of the decision involved. And I didn't know if you wanted to talk at all about your decision or, you know, what this has been like for you. You said something initially that I just thought was very profound in a way, because it gave voice to something I hear, which is that you didn't want to make this bigger than it was, which...
Exactly. I mean, my husband wanted to come, and I say, I appreciate, you know, your effort and comfort, but I want to make it as simple as possible, not make it bigger than it is. And, you know, it's time for me to... I'm 43, I have three grown children. I don't want to go, you know, through that again. And it's a new chapter in my life, and it doesn't involve children. So yeah, it was unplanned, and the procedure was painful and easy and fast and as exactly as I wanted.
Great. And did you go through a lot of, did you think a lot about this, or was it really that you saw the pregnancy test and you knew you wanted to end it and then you implemented it, or what?
I knew. I mean, as soon as I felt and I knew that I was pregnant, I took a pregnancy test, and I'm like, it's not even in my, it was not up for debate. I mean, I knew I didn't want another child, and my husband was totally, you know,
on board,
in agreement, and so I just looked for, you know, safest and quickest solution.
Were we hard to find?
No.
You found us pretty easily.
Very easily.
Okay.
Online. And I read the reviews, and I'm like, that's exactly what I want. I want something fast and painful, and not something that doesn't make me feel guilty, because I don't feel guilty.
Wonderful. Yeah. It's surprising. I see so many women like you, but nobody says this, you know, that they're clear about their decision, they don't feel guilty, and that, you know, this is just not what you wanted to do at this moment in your life.
Exactly. You know, I've been there, done that, and now I don't want to do that again. So, yes. And I have no guilt whatsoever. I mean,
as women, we know the difference when you see a pregnancy test and you're excited, and when you see
excited. And you're like, no. That's exactly what happened this time, yeah.
Do you want to say anything? You said it's a new chapter of your life. Do you want to say anything about what that means for you? Or,
I mean, my children are, you know, my little one is going to go to college in 3 years, so I don't want to go back to diapers, and, you know, I just want to start something new with my husband, and, you know, exciting, and move on, take care of myself for once, and not just take care of the kids.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts culturally about, you know, sort of the United States and this whole issue of abortion and where we're at with that? Or
I don't have it. I mean, I respect everybody's belief, but I think every woman should have the right to make their own decision. And I mean, it's my body, it's, you know, so I should have the right to do what I want with my body.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking a minute to have this conversation.
You're very welcome.